Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Maine debates coyote snaring. The practice of snaring coyotes in order to help Maine's deer population is being questioned. The Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife proposed stricter guidelines for coyote snaring following a report that snared coyotes suffered long, painful deaths. Data showed that of 94 snared coyotes, 63% did not die within 5 minutes from suffocating in the snare, but were bludgeoned, shot, or died from hemorrhaging. Opponents of snaring emphasize that snaring does nothing to control the coyote population. During the winter of 2000 and 2001, trappers snared 342 coyotes out of an estimated 15,000 in Maine. We thank the Portland Press-Herald for that story. Judge rules Forest Service violated Endangered Species Act. A federal judge has ruled the Forest Service violated the Endangered Species Act by permitting overgrazing on 11 national forests in Arizona and New Mexico. U.S. District Judge Rainer Collins issued a summary judgment, deciding that the Forest Service presented no evidence of merit in its defense. But the case remains partially undecided because Collins ordered the agency and the environmentalist plaintiffs to propose solutions for the overgrazing. Ranchers fear the final outcome would put them out of business, said Karen Cowan, executive director of the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association. Forest Guardians Director John Horning said the Forest Service failed to protect Mexican spotted owl habitat on 80% of the ranching allotments. This landmark ruling will require the Forest Service to go back to the drawing board and do a better job of protecting endangered wildlife from livestock-caused damage to streams and grasslands, Horning said. Former New Mexico Governor Bruce King, a rancher from Stanley, said barring cattle from forest allotments during drought would be unfair. "We can't take the cows out of the forest," King said. "We have nowhere else to go, and they have always had those forest permits." Horning said grazing standards established by the Forest Service in 1996 were designed to protect owl habitat. Grazing threatens the owls, he said, by reducing the amount of the owl's favorite prey, degrades vegetation along streams, and slows growth of favorite habitat. Collins' 13-page ruling says the Forest Service should have implemented the 1996 grazing plan years ago. Since it didn't, he said, the Forest Service is not in compliance with the Endangered Species Act. And we thank EnviroWatch, a project of PeaceNoWar.net. The last of the wild condor chicks found dead. The last of the three California condor chicks born in the wild this year have been found dead in its nest cave in the Los Padres National Forest near Fillmore, California. The cause of the chicks' death is yet to be determined, but it means that all three of the condors to be laid and hatched in the wild since 1984 have now died. The first chick hatched May 11th was found dead October 4th. The second chick hatched April 11th was found dead in its cave on October 13th. And the latest chick found dead was hatched April 28th. After the first two chicks were found dead, biologists concentrated their efforts on getting a visual of the last remaining chick, who they had only seen a handful of times due to the remote location of the nest cave. Dr. Ellen Mee of the Zoological Society of San Diego, who has been monitoring condor nesting behavior since January, discovered the latest death on October 21st. Although this is a sad day for everyone involved, having had three chicks laid and hatched in the wild this year is still a great success for the California Condor Program, said Mark Weitzel, manager of the Hopper Mountain National Wildlife Refuge. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.